Welcome to the Bill and Rookie After the Show podcast for this Friday, 27 August 2021. It's going to be a short one. Just want to get your weekend thoughts. Obviously, you announced on the air you're going to be taking off on Monday to go take care of Pops for a week or so.
Yeah.
That, but prior to that, any weekend plans? I know the weather has already put a cramp in your style a little bit.
Well, my weekend plan is going to be a busy week. Green Bay game day, the post-game show from 3 until about 5, hopping the car, drive down to Kenosha, where Gabby is playing in a soccer tournament over the weekend.
Oh.
Mrs. Rookie and Gabby have to grab a ride down Saturday morning to the tournament because I've got to work, so I'm going to miss her first two games, which does not make me happy, but I'll be there for Sunday's games, which reminds me I got to talk to Doug Kaufman about watching Tanner for the night. Nothing like a little late notice there. And then come home Sunday, pack, and get ready to go take care of Pops, who's took a fall, a tumble, wound up in the hospital in ICU, was actually had a pretty remarkable turnaround, but now has to go. He suffered a small stroke as well, so now he's got to go through some physical therapy and some speech therapy. And my sister, who lives out an hour away from him, has, you know, a lot of this burden has fallen on her to handle this situation. My brother, who lives in Lincoln, Nebraska, about an 8.5-hour drive, drove out there for some time too. So now I'm kind of taking my turn to go out there and help out and kind of relieve the troops for a little bit.
Yeah, that's a tough part when your parents live so far away.
Yeah.
You want to do everything, you can't do it because they're so far away.
Yeah, exactly.
Been there, done that. But hopefully everything will go smoothly for you. For myself, no big plans. I know, shocker, right?
What?
Green Bay game day tomorrow morning starting at 9 a.m. Watch a little Packer football at noon and then see what, come what may, if you will.
And the weather's not going to be very conducive for golfing. That doesn't seem like that around here either.
That's what I was thinking.
Maybe Sunday, but certainly tomorrow will be eaten up with the game and the weather, I think.
Speaking of eating up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got mosquito bites all over. They've been the worst this year than ever.
This weather's not going to do anything to help that at all. It's unbelievable.
No.
You can't walk. I mean, when I drive up in my, I get home in the middle of the afternoon when they're typically not out,
right.
I'm swarmed.
I know.
And then they get in your car, and then when you go to drive again, they're buzzing around in your car.
Yep.
Getting
in the house.
Oh, I can't believe how bad the mosquitoes are, but it's just crazy. Speaking of eating, though, I wanted to do something else. Last week you went out, so it was like a week and a half ago during the show, we were talking about poutine, which is French fries, gravy, and cheese curds. Because somebody was eating poutine out of the Stanley Cup, and you didn't know what it was, but I had
never heard of it
before.
But
it's kind of a Canadian dish, and I'd really learned of it for the first time a few years ago when Mrs. Rookie and I went skiing at Whistler in British Columbia for a wedding, birthday anniversary, whatever, it doesn't matter, but that's the first time I had it. So last week, didn't you go out and try poutine here in Green Bay somewhere?
I did.
And?
I mean, it's yummy. It's good. It's good.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you go wrong with gravy, fries, and cheese?
See, that's where you lost me with the gravy, because I know I'm in the vast minority here. I am not a gravy guy. I don't like gravy on my beef. I don't like gravy on my potatoes, my mashed potatoes. I don't like gravy, you know, how you make gravy for the turkey or whatever. I'm not a gravy guy. I'm the only guy in our family that's not a gravy guy.
Who's not a gravy guy?
I'm not a gravy guy.
I mean, I don't crave gravy, but if it's there, I'll use it.
No, I mean,
I like it on my turkey. Not always.
Well,
only on the white meat.
Yeah.
I like dark meat because it's juicier.
Like, we went out, Mrs. Rookie and I went out to lunch the other day, and my sides with my Philly cheesesteak sandwich, I got mashed potatoes. But I said, mashed potatoes, no gravy.
Oh, gravy's good on mashed potatoes.
So I don't know.
How about chicken fried steak with some gravy?
No gravy. No gravy.
So
if you're gonna put things on fries like that, slop up the fries. Chili cheese fries is where it's at.
Oh, man. No. Chili is its own deal. You don't have to put it on anything.
Especially chili cheese fries and a chili cheese dog.
Yummy! Hot dog.
I was thinking about this. It's funny that we bring this up because, you know, not that the weather is necessarily turning, but when football season rolls around, I start thinking about what we do on Sundays, you know, when we're watching games. You know, you snack or you make
can't
something.
You just watch the game. You got to plan a meal around it.
It means chili.
Uh-huh.
It's becoming chili time.
Yep. I'm with you. I didn't cook any last year. I usually do like a big big batch of chili, and then I'll freeze some and stuff. But I didn't do any last year. This year, I'm definitely gonna. All right. Well, that'll do it for us for today. Enjoy your weekend if you best you can, and safe travels. And
thank
hope
you.
Everything goes okay with Pops.
Thank you.
And we'll see you after a week or so, however long it takes.
All right.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Tune in Monday through Friday for the Bill and Rookie Experience right here on The Fan. It all starts at 6 a.m.